Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 499. Visible translated text is as follows. 29 nature for a jeweler for a watch. The detectives found the information by coming to the factory. The Negroes always ate in the basement. Conley was familiar with the basement. Mr. Dorsey subpoenaed me to his office. He subpoenaed some of the others. I think he phoned to me. Empty sacks are usually moved a few hours after they are taken off the cotton. Be cross-examination. I had no objection to coming to your Mr. Dorsey's office. I offered to assist you in any way I could. No, it was not Mr. Frank's custom to make an engagement Friday for Saturday evening and then go off and leave the financial sheet untouched. The pencil factory is 3 of 4 blocks from Montag's. Some of them are short blocks. Guess it takes 3 to 5 minutes to go over there. I have never timed myself. The first time on Monday I observed the peculiar behavior of Conley was between 7:30 or 8:00. He was sitting in dressing room on a box. It was after that I went with Detective Starnes to try to locate Gant and arrest him. Frank never went to baseball games or matinees on Saturday. The only pictures that are hanging on the walls of Mr. Frank's office is a calendar that Truitt and Sons give away. No, I don't know whether the detectives found out elsewhere that Conley could write. I gave them the information when they came to the factory. It was on Monday morning that I saw the Haskellene and the red spots. If the blinds had been closed, it would have been some darker, not a big difference. Be direct examination. I have never seen Mr. Frank talk to Mary Fagan.